Whenever I'm ready.
XXXL 104.9 in London, England.
All right, just gone 20 past 8, Wednesday's Music Response on XFM, and Baby Shambles are here. Hello.
Hello.
How are we?
Not so bad.
Good, good, good. Kilimanjaro to start?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Live music from Baby Shambles on XFM.
Lifted out of Boston, she went to St. Paul.
Baby Shambles, Kilimanjaro, live session version on XFM. Baby Shambles, a special guest here tonight. Has the tour been going well?
Yes, we did.
I've heard that you've had trouble with barriers because the fans are so over-enthusiastic and everything, and the barriers have been coming down and you've had to stop shows and restart them. And
barriers in man's mind.
Uh-huh. And Kilimanjaro is like number two set to be. And you would be number one if it wasn't for the fact that Band Aid was there. So effectively, you are number one because no one was going to beat the second Band Aid, right?
Right now, my fine.
Well, if you say so. Right. Come on, kids, get out there. Take them off the show.
Well, I suppose you could be number one this week, and then the Band-Aid be number one closer to Christmas. Maybe that's a name you want to say it, yeah?
Sounds like a compromise.
Yeah, sure. Yeah? Okay, so if you can buy more copies of Baby Shambles now, and then you can be number one for this week, and then we'll let Band-Aid...
So we're going to give all the profits from Baby Shambles coming over to, you know, Starving Million.
Well, I don't know. If you make do you want to make the decision now? Because we can announce it now.
From this second onwards, Jeff Travis, are you there?
Right.
From this second onwards, all money from Kilimanjaro, right, goes to whatever charity it is that Bob Geldof and Matt Mulba are helping, because it is a good cause. You know, we jest, but I don't know.
But it's good, though, being number two anyway, right?
Lovely.
You know, I mean, because that kind of stuff matters to you, that still getting that single success. It must make you feel good with, you know, especially with what was meant to originally be a second band or a side project, and now, you know, you're going to have a definite number two hit single, it looks like.
Well, I know you shouldn't be fucked, but, yeah, it was never a side project anyway, really. And obviously, you know, the fact that I hadn't taken crack for 3 weeks when they kicked me out at that point, and the fact that I was putting more effort and love into Baby Shambles, like, than the Libertines. But how long have we got?
Does anyone from the Libertines phone you to say well done and congratulations with what you've achieved with this?
I haven't spoken to anyone since the night before I left for Thailand.
Okay.
But Welsh Pete saw Carl last week, and he said he's not ready to talk to me yet.
Uh-huh. So no well wishes from anyone from that camp? Then we can take that as a no.
No, I don't know.
All right, let's do another live track. This is more live Baby Shambles on XFM.
Come on, go.
What I tried.
your brain over here.
Live music from Baby Shambles tonight on XFM. That song, which is like, what, 4 days old? Is that, that's yeah. really brand new?
Yeah.
What's it called, that one?
Get them while they're up.
32nd of December.
32nd of December. So, brand new Baby Shambles tonight on XFM. I've got an email that says, please, can you ask Pete exactly what he's doing on New Year's Eve? Because there's various stories of what gigs he's doing. You appear to be an older man Manchester at the same time, apparently. What are you doing?
Well, first of all, Oldham is Manchester, near enough. But we've got a gig in Stoke, a gig in Birmingham, a gig in Oldham, and a gig in Manchester.
Yeah.
And then another one somewhere else.
We're going to whiz round.
Yeah. Is this all on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, we're going to get a party bus, go from venue to venue, jump out, play a gig, and yeah.
So how many venues in the one evening?
27 grand's worth.
Nice one.
All aboard!
So they're going to be doing a lot of shows on New Year's Eve. What's the plans for next year? What do you want to do in 2005?
Every single festival.
But that's summer. What are you going to do for the first 6 months?
Just do what the song says. We are the Baby Shambles.
Shambling along.
Yeah.
Make a good album. Amazing album.
Going to do an album.
Beautiful album.
Uh-huh. So an album in the first part next year, and then summer doing the festivals, right?
Yeah.
Is the way it's shaping up.
Yeah.
Pete, have you got anything you want to say about the most cool person in NME? When did you see that? Is there any reaction to that?
Why? Who won?
You and some other bloke.
What? I don't know. You can't take these things too seriously, but then again, you know, who am I to argue?
So you're quite happy with the accolade.
I don't know, it's probably the most uncool thing that can happen to you. Because I was Git of the Year last year.
Right.
So...
Were you?
I haven't changed that much.
Yeah.
Giffer of the Year, whatever it was.
Giffer.
So, Git of the Year last year and the coolest person of 2004 this year.
Yeah, NME, it's Peter. Sometimes, not always Pete.
All right.
Fair.
So, loads of gigs New Year's Eve, an album next year and lots of festivals, and thank you for coming in and playing for us tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right.